Patient's name is Julieta Ramirez, first name J-U-L-I-E-T-T-A, last name R-A-M-I-R-E-Z, date of birth is 9-4-2019, date of service is 7-23-2022. History of present illness is 2-year-old female presents to the clinic accompanied by mom. Mom states patient took a COVID test on Thursday and it did come back positive at home. She wants to know if she can give her anything for cough. She states that Tuesday she got Keflex for a rash and then got rash. Correction, she states that on Tuesday she did get Keflex, but it gave her a rash. So she did want to add that to patient's allergies. So allergies will be only the Keflex. Patient states that patient's mom states she gets a rash, current medication, denies medical history, denies surgical history, denies social history, denies exposure to secondhand smoke, ROS, the HPI, vital signs, heart rate is 105, respirations 22, 10, 98.9, O2, 99, she weighs 43.2 pounds, physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed, easily consoled by mom, H-E-E-N-T, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, no erythema to the posterior pharynx, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, tachycardia, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skin, correction, neuro, ANO times 4, she's appropriate for age, please remove gait steady. Skin is at this time warm, dry, no rash at this time, and no lesions since she's discontinued the Keflex. Assessment and plan, number 1, COVID positive, number 2, viral syndrome, number 3, febrile illness, and number 4, COVID exposure. Patient's mom was educated on the appropriate cough medication over the counter to give the patient. We discussed using Zarbee's cough medication, and she does agree to go and get that for symptom relief. If the patient does run fever, she'll continue to give Motrin Tylenol as needed over the counter, but if she does get worse, mom will bring her back to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. Mom was given an opportunity to ask any questions. She has none at this time, and she does agree with this plan of care.